Hello, everyone. I hope y'all enjoy casual day here in PNP. Yeah, I'm on casual day. I just got back in from California. Had an amazing trip. I learned so much. In fact, I was just recording a lesson that you guys are going to get in a few months from now, but it's so good. It talks about how do you believe hard and how to believe actively. So it's just, I just learned so many good things. I can't wait to share them all with you. But today is Q&A day, which means that you get to ask any questions you want to ask. You just need to use hashtag ask, and then I'll get to answering them. I was trying to just see if there was, I wanted to tell you guys something that exciting that's coming next week is we are going to do a week called What We Eat. So basically, it is where there's going to be a post, and the coaches, it's going to be me and Paula, who's not a coach, but she, I don't know if you guys know, but she's our event coordinator here at PNP. We are also, oh my gosh, your name's Marlene. This is, I got to tell a weird story after this, Marlene, but I will tell it in a minute. There is Betsy, Kathy, Mary Jo, myself, and Paula. We are all going to do a thread that you guys can watch called What We Eat. So it'll be hashtag. I'm going to shoot a little video to kind of introduce what all of it is and stuff. But you'll be able to follow us next week. And what we are going to do is we are going to post up our 24-hour plans, just whatever our routine is, we're just going to give you guys like a behind the scenes. So I also just basically did not give them any rules like, you know, you guys have to do all these things. I just said, no, here's what I want you to do. I want you to show up as you show up for yourself. That's it. I do not want you putting on some pretend hat. I don't want you like, you know, if you're not using my tools, you need to be in there talking honestly about it and let me coach you on why you should be. Because they work. I will be giving you guys a sneak preview next week because I am using a new planner for PNP that I'm designing myself. I can't release it yet. Can't do anything like that. It's not going to come out until probably August. In fact, I've got more rounds of stuff to do, but I've been test driving this myself and like going through it. I love it. I'm just saying that. But if you guys have questions, make sure you're getting them in because if nobody has questions, guess what? We're going to get out of here super early today. But one of the things that that I love about doing this week is so often you guys, like, here's the things I want you to know. A lot of times you guys want to know what we do, and then you want to duplicate it. So, oh, well, that must work. Kathy's lost 80 pounds. Betsy's down 70. Corinne's down, you know, like, whatever, right? That's not the case. I want you guys to watch more for not just what we eat, but I want you to watch more for how consistent we are, and the tools we use, and what we go through, and what actually happens for us, that's the most important part. Do not look at my boring-ass food menu and then try to duplicate it. I guarantee you it will not work for you. Because I'm gonna, like, for a lot of you, like, I've been eating really boring for the last 6 months because I'm so focused on you guys. Like, this is where all my fun and spontaneity and, like, all of that energy comes from. I just, you know, I know this sounds crazy. And let me just say that when I say it myself out loud, as someone who used to weigh 250, it sounds crazy to me too. But it's like, I just want to eat and feel really good mentally and energetically and stuff because I'm so excited about everything that we're doing here. And I'm so excited about my family. And like, when you start really like, this is what I hope I teach all of you in this tribe. When you really start planning and changing your life, when you start putting the emphasis on making your life the best it can be, that food becomes a backdrop. It becomes what fuels you. It's like you don't use it like a bastard anymore. And it's that's why I think it's so important as we do this that I am teaching you guys more about like, this is just not what we eat. This is not just about the hunger scale and stuff. This is about everything. It's about how we think. It's about the joy we're finding in our life. It's about the life that we are creating. How do I keep missing these? Ugh, I gotta get the iCal download to work ideas, ladies. We just started. You didn't miss shit. I don't know what your problem is, Ginger. I literally just came on 6 minutes ago and I hadn't even started the questions yet. So y'all know me. I'm the long-winded one. All right. Merlene, I just want to say that when I was growing up, I had an Aunt Marlene. She was an honorary aunt. And this is going to probably sound sad, but today is actually the anniversary of when she passed. She was my grandmother's best friend. And I just remember Merlene being around. I mean, she was just like a grandmother, like an extra grandmother. And I had tons. But she was the sweetest lady that ever lived. She was so sweet. But I just got a notice today from some place where I'd sent flowers and stuff that today was the anniversary. So I was going to call my grandmother in Alabama to tell her I was thinking of her because she just adored her. That was like her ride or die. So I'm sure today's hard for her. Okay. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Can you close this door, babe? Yeah. Thank you. There's like some dude here getting us cable. We've had Hulu. Let me just say, I hate Hulu. That is the biggest bunch of shit I've ever had. So we're finally going back to the real cables. I'm all excited. Can you do a module or worksheet on getting to the reasons for feeling overwhelmed? Yeah, it's called the model. I'll see what I can do. Kim, but the easiest way, oh my gosh, I've got text messages coming in. The easiest way is to ask yourself, literally, I'm feeling overwhelmed because I keep thinking, and I mean list out like 10 to 20 things. Every single one of those thoughts is why you're feeling overwhelmed. Make sure that you go back to, I did a video, Kathy, you can hook them up. I did a video on, I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. It was probably Wednesday morning. I think I did a video Wednesday morning about overwhelm specifically and like how to identify it, how to get out of it, and all that kind of stuff. Make sure you watch that. But the worksheet you really need, I tell you what, Kathy, make a note of that. I will do that, and then I will put it in that overwhelm thing. So here's what I'm thinking that will go into the worksheet, Kathy. I love how you guys are having Q&A day, and I'm just like, let's just brainstorm how we're going to work. So I would put like the overwhelm at the top, like I'm feeling overwhelmed, right? I would list the 10 to 20 things you think are causing your overwhelm. It is going to be thoughts generally. I would also we'll do a question. We can brainstorm this as a team. I think Betsy's on this call too. You can also put down like, what are the specific situations that typically trigger my overwhelm? So like looking for patterns, and it's very much like buffering. It's like, it's all kind of the same, but if you think about it, it's like, what are the patterns? Like, do I have certain times that I tend to be overwhelmed? Are there like certain projects at work that creates my overwhelm? Is it like, just what is it? So we'll do one, because overwhelm comes up so much. We'll come up with an overwhelm worksheet. We'll put it in that rant, Kathy, and that will be a really good place for it. All right. Make sure you watch that video though. I can put my glasses back on. Sorry. I'm getting my 8 hours of sleep. I'm drinking my water. I'm doing my plans and assessments. And I weighed in today and I've gone up again. I'm only 0.8 pounds away from my starting weight when I joined in April. I'm in the midst of a separation from my husband. I keep listening to the lessons. I just don't know what else to do. Anna, tell me how many overeats you're having. So like, you're doing the stuff. Like, here's the thing. Anybody can drink their water, get their sleep, make plans and do assessments. But if you're eating past your 2 or eating before you hit -2 or eating off plan, you're going to gain weight. The 4 basics are there to help you figure out where you're overeating and then stop that shit. So, like, can you post back in here, like, how many overeats did you have last week? How many times did you eat past the 2? And how many, like, give me some information there and I'll come back to you. And Kathy, just copy whatever she posts. Put it in here. Put it underneath. Do the thought bubble and put the comment in there so it'll be easier for me to find. I'm a June baby and still getting through my lessons. I'm fine. I hope so. We're only like week 1. You're doing good. I'm finding that I'm extremely emotional since starting following the program. I tear up at the drop of a hat. I've cried many times. Any recommendations on how to change myself so I don't break down all the time? No, you're supposed to be crying. That's the point. The whole point is you probably need to be crying. You've been needing to cry. You've been eating instead. Hey, Kristen, do not run from that. Most of you want to run from that shit. And I'm like, no, cry. Like, you've been eating to not do that. Right now, you just need to kind of release some stuff and need to stay in awareness about what's going on. We don't want to shut it down. Now, if you have thoughts of like I'm a terrible person or whatever, you need to argue the truth. You're not a terrible person. Go to bat for yourself. Figure out, like, if you're crying, ask yourself, Why am I crying? That's my action right now. It's because, like, you will find this out in module 4, but if you want to like kind of go to module 4, like if you're done with your module for this week and you want to skip ahead, just go to module 4, listen to the model stuff, and then realize that crying is an action because of a thought and a feeling. Figure out what you're thinking and feeling, and then just ask yourself, like, let me just look at my, I'm just sitting here with my keynote up. Let me see. I had some good questions just a second ago. Let me find intentional questions. What am I willing to think instead? Like in this moment when you're sad, and if it's about yourself or whatever, ask yourself, what am I willing to think instead in this moment? What else could I be believing right now? What could be more true than what I'm thinking about myself right now? But guys, I'm going to tell all of you, if you take away the food because you've been eating instead of feeling, then the food's gone and the feelings are going to come there. You're supposed to have the feelings. We were always, God didn't give us feelings because he wanted us to shove a ding dong in our mouth. That is not how this works. He gave us feelings so that we could figure out our lives and navigate this earth, navigate relationships. The feelings and the thoughts you're having are just important. They're not to be run from. All right. Lord. Okay, I'm going back to Anna. I'm trying to make sure I don't eat until my negative 2 and stop at my 2. But some days I can't tell because of all the mental bullshit in my head going on. That has nothing to do with it. I may have gone to a +3 or +4 a couple of times, but I don't think so. All right, so you had overeats. Don't tell yourself it was only a couple of times. It was only this. Just say, you know why I'm not losing weight yet? Because I'm still overeating. That is the most honest truth. That is the truth you need to live in. That is not a shameful thing. That is not something for you to judge yourself. It's to be aware. It's like, I'm trying to convince myself I should be losing weight while I'm still overeating. No, you are getting the results you need. What I would do is like, and this trying to make sure I don't eat, like you need to just say like, I will not be eating until my negative 2. There's no trying to make sure. Like, don't tell yourself that stuff. Just say, I will only be eating. Like, if you want the result of weight loss, the action has to be no eating until negative 2. And be willing to, like, sit there, feel the feels. Like, you talked about this husband and this separation. There's nothing to do with a negative 2. You're trying to combine them. It's like what I talked about in the urges video. You know, when people start smoking, it's usually because they were a teenager and someone offered them one. Like, they would be like you saying, I smoke because I'm getting a divorce right now. It's like when you were 16, you didn't start smoking because one day you would get a divorce and you were going to need it. It's just like you're not eating because of the separation. You're not eating because of the husband. You're not eating because of all of that. You're eating because when you have an urge to eat, you're eating. That is why we all overeat. So we need to make sure that, like, you're cleaning all that up. Like, you're not allowing the separation. And all this is like, yeah, let that be hard. Let that be tough. But be like, I don't eat because of it. You know what's happening? That is just a bunch of feelings and stuff. If I'm eating, it's because I'm deciding to not lose weight. Like, everybody repeat after me. If I'm overeating, it is because I've decided to not lose weight. It is not because of my busy schedule. It is not because of my husband. It is not because of a separation. It's not because of something that happened to me when I was 8 years old. And it, for fuck sure, isn't because somebody said something to you 3 days ago that pissed you off. It is none of that. It is, I am eating right now because I've decided that what I want right now is way more important than my weight loss. And everybody needs to say that. Every single time. You have to train your brain to think about your goals. It has to be honest. It has to be like, and sometimes honesty is brutal. It's not like, you know, like not every time you need to be like warm and cozy with yourself. Like, I'm an amazing person and I'm going to say no. If that's not working for you, then at least tell the truth. Because if you're sitting there and somehow trying to figure out a way that a circumstance is ever causing you to eat, what someone says, what someone did, there was food or there wasn't food, none of that ever causes the overeat. It's always because you think and feel something. Always. And you cannot allow that ever, that the circumstances of your life cause you to eat. It is like, I'm either losing weight or I'm not. I'm either eating this or not. I may be like super uncomfortable in my skin because I'm over here. There's like all these people and they got all kinds of opinions and I feel inferior and stuff like that. And you see food. Another model starts. It's like, oh, that looks good. I'm going to have that. Because I'm so uncomfortable over here. It's like in those moments, you have to just tell yourself, if I'm choosing to eat this now, it's not because of my discomfort. It's because I'm deciding my weight loss isn't important. That is the only reason. The more y'all stay in that, the more you stay in that mindset, you're going to find the more your brain kicks in and says no. But when you think, it is way easier to go through life thinking that something outside of you is causing it or that you can't handle things, then you become a titty baby that has to be taken care of by the world. We do not need the world to take care of us. We are grown ass women. We can do this. And I'm pretty sure that we can not eat when we can like wait till a negative two and deal with life at the same time. Like, just think about this, Anna, which is my mom's name, by the way. Why, like, I want you to think about, you're going through a separation, you're going through a divorce, whatever. You can probably wait till a negative two while doing that. But somehow in your brain, you're going to start wanting to allow yourself. It's like, oh, it makes it harder. It's like, no, it doesn't. I can wait for the whisper of hunger while divorcing an asshole. If that's the case, I don't know, maybe he's great and you love him. But I'm just saying, those are the things we have to think about. Like, I can do these things while waiting for the whispers of hunger and being real clear with ourselves. I'm a June Bay, we've already talked about this. I am a hospice triage nurse. I work nights from Monday through Thursday. I sleep on average 5 hours a night. So I've maintained this for about 13 years. I do sleep 7 to 9 Friday through Sunday. Other than changing jobs, what can I do to help my cortisol levels? I'm good on all the other bases. I'm losing a pound a week. I don't think you have a problem with your cortisol levels. If you're losing a pound a week and you're getting some extra sleep on the weekends, it sounds like you're doing just fine. I wouldn't change anything. If your cortisol levels are high, I don't know how you, unless you've gone and gotten them tested, then if you've gone and gotten them tested, I'm sure they can help you with that. The best way to manage cortisol levels is to manage your brain. Like, don't let your brain get you jacked up thinking that there's a problem when there's not one. Or don't beat yourself up and all that other kind of stuff. You're welcome, Anna. But that's the best way to manage cortisol levels. Cortisol is triggered by thoughts. It's like the more you reconcile, like if you think your hospice triage nurse job is like emotional and hard, like when you describe it that way, that's going to raise some generalized cortisol levels. But if you were to describe it as, it's not hard, it's a gift I give. This is a good paying job where I also get to serve people. Like the way that you, like I want you all to think about the way y'all just describe life, describe your jobs and describe things as if it's like, you know, it's just the truth. We'd all agree on it. It's like, no, we wouldn't. I can always tell you, like, if you will take the way you describe things, if it feels heavy or hard or difficult or even just like not amazing. Like, I love to describe things like amazingly. Like, just think, like, what else could be true? Like, how would Corinne describe my job? How would she talk about it? What is the story she would tell people? Like, if somebody comes up to you, what's your name again? Melanie. If somebody came up to you and said, oh, this is my Melanie. Well, this will be a good lesson for all of us, Melanie. If somebody came up to you and was like, oh, I bet that's hard. You know what I would say? Right? Because a lot of us, like, people will say, I bet that's really difficult. Like Anna going through the divorce. I bet that's really difficult right now. Rather than just agreeing, be like, oh, yeah, it really is difficult. Just say, I don't think about it like that. It's just something I'm going through. For you, if somebody comes up to you and is like, oh, it must be really hard being a hospice triage nurse. Just like, no, it's a gift. That's how I like to think about it. It's just like when people talk to Logan, they'll ask him, like, how's your day? He never says fine. You know what my son always says? I'm doing amazing. How are you? Or he's like, it's great. And he really believes that. The rest of us need to quit waiting to believe that shit. We just need to start talking like that. Because the majority of us do have pretty great lives. I mean, y'all all got a phone and you're watching Facebook right now. The world can't be that bad. It's like 228 of us sitting here and enjoying the delights of live weight loss coaching on Facebook. I mean, like, we have to think about our lives and how we describe them and stuff. If you really want to, like, lower cortisol levels and you really want to, like have significant change in your life, start with the easiest shit. So many of you will not want a snack if you quit describing your life like a shit wad. Oh, and Melanie, just the generalized. You're welcome, Melanie. The generalized lowering of the cortisol. I think it's just managing your mind even more. Like, look for the small opportunities to manage your mind around little things you could be thinking that are spiking, like, little things of cortisol. And just making sure that when you're getting sleep, like, if you're going to be averaging about 5, it's good quality sleep on those 5 hours. Like, the best 5 hours you can get. The 4 circles on my planner, as the week goes on, if I weigh myself and I'm lower than the weekly goal I set, do I adjust that weekly, monthly goal that day or wait until the end of the week? I do it at the end of the week. I just start doing like little smiley faces. So when I'm doing my 4 circles on things, man, if I'm beating myself in the middle of the week, I'm just like, whoop, whoop. And I want to see it every day. Like, look at me beating the trend. I mean, I just think that is even better rather than like what it does. I'm going to like, this was something I learned at my retreat that I went to the last couple days. One of the things that we forget to do is like just sit in our greatness, right? We forget to take that. It's like we're so busy moving to the next goal that we don't really like let it land in our brain and in our mind or our heart. Just like some of the amazing things that we're doing. We're just like moving on, right? In that 4-circle method, when you're beating your trend a little, just acknowledge the beat. Like, just be like, write about it every day. About what you're doing to cause that. Because that's all you. And then you get to move the goal. But gosh, celebrating wins is everything, everyone. I'm having anxiety about exception meal tonight. I made it realistic, but I'm perseverating about it. Oh my God, what a big word. No one ever used the big words. I should just, like, you should be nervous. You should have anxiety that I'm going to come through this phone. Just teasing. And I sometimes think, y'all know I got the Botox in the upper lip, like all the lip. I don't have a lot of motor control over it. Big words like that are hard. Makes me drool. I want to feel at peace and enjoy the meal, not stress about it. Okay, so if you don't want to stress about it, number one, figure out what are the thoughts causing the stress. Like, you're allowing yourself to like cycle. You have got to get out of the loop of this. You're going to self-sabotage yourself, and you just need to be aware that it's like, if I'm sitting here stressed, I'm going to go into the meal stressed. What do I do a lot of times when I'm stressed? I jack up my cortisol levels and I set the perfect environment for an urge. Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to like figure out, what am I thinking about tonight? Like, just write that. And then next to it, it's like, what would I like to think instead? Then I want you to take, like, literally set a timer on your phone for 3 minutes. And I want you to, I don't care if you have to get a quiet song or whatever. I literally want you to take 3 minutes, close your eyes, and I want you to picture going to the restaurant and feeling some anxiety, feeling some nervousness. Like, I want you to really visualize yourself doing that. And then I want you to visualize yourself following your plan anyway, being okay that it was like you had all the feelings, watching yourself do it, and then watch yourself feel really good and peaceful afterward. This is really important. One of the things that I'm really getting into a lot is visualization. I've been doing it for about 2 years now, and it is working so well in so many areas for me that I just think I want to include it more and more in our weight loss stuff, because we spend so much time visualizing anyway. This is what we normally do. You're visualizing a fucking shit show tonight. We visualize everything being hard. We visualize all the mistakes we've made in the past. We like put nightmare situations on repeat. We do this with our families. We do this with like, if you and your husband aren't getting along, like you're constantly replaying the arguments or every way he fucked up in life, all this other stuff. We do visualization. We just do it like an asshole. So what we want to do is we want to change that. And with how we change that is we start doing on purpose visualization. And we start thinking about, like, if you're having some stress and anxiety about tonight, let's just first and foremost understand what are the things I'm thinking that's causing it? What would I like to be thinking instead? And then the rest of the day, seriously, when the old thoughts come up and the feeling in your body generates, I want you to be like, done with that thought. I'm going on to this one. It is not to say that those thoughts, like, it's like when we dismiss thoughts, guys, I just want you guys to, like, understand this concept. Your brain just sends them. It just does. They can't do anything to you until you start playing with them and believing in them and arguing with them. Like, when, if you start, like, throwing some gas on the fire of the thoughts, of course you're going to have a burning inferno. But if it's just a spark and there's nothing there, no kindling, the kindling's you, then the fire can't start. So I want you to do that part first. Like, so what am I willing to think instead? Now, here's what I would do. I'd actually, like, I was going to get out a piece of paper, but I've got 1,000 things stacked on top of it. I would write down what you want to think and, like, just have a little sticky note on your desk for the rest of the day and in your purse and stuff. And then every time you start feeling anxious and every time you start feeling stressed and stuff, look at the sticky note. Like, but here's the things I'm going to think about. And then before you go, I want you to visualize some success. I want you to visualize yourself being able to feel stress and anxiety, being able to feel tempted, to be able to feel an urge and stuff, but you not doing it, not responding. Because right now you're just visualizing all that happening and you caving. Because if you're worrying, you sure certainly aren't sitting there thinking about success. Okay. How can I be more aware right before an overeat almost as it's happening? Happened this morning and felt like it happened so fast without time for me to think it through. You do the recovery worksheets. The important thing about the recovery worksheets, guys, is that the more you do them, the more that you start gaining insight on patterns and thoughts and things that are happening. So the next time this happens, you've replayed it in your brain, how it went down and how you would like it to go down and all the things, they start becoming, like, you're not going to get aware in the moment until you start really, like, spending time on each one of them and figuring out all the little things you think and all the little things that happen. And then your brain now is trained on what to look for. That's why we do them. We need to be doing recovery worksheets. If you want to lose weight, I would be doing them. We have two kinds in the No BS. We have your full-blown big one. And then, sorry, I, like, never get text. And, oh, my God, everybody and their mother's texting me. And then we have one called the 2-minute drill. And that is for, like, a quickie. So at least you never, ever let an overeat go to waste. I just would never waste an overeat. If I'm going to be overeating, I'm for fuck sure going to learn so that I can figure out, because every overeat's coming for a reason. It's coming to teach me something. It's coming to teach me something I'm going to need to know. I mean, like, I've got girls in here who have done hundreds of these. And you know what? A lot of times people are like, well, if they've done hundreds of them, have they lost weight? Yeah, like 90 to 100 pounds. Says something, right? The girls that do the most recovery worksheets lose usually the most weight. And it's not because they're, you know what it is? It's not because they quit overeating and they lose weight. It's because they gained so much insight, the overeats become smaller and smaller and smaller. Some, like, about 50% of them start cutting out. They start changing. There's so much to be said for your overeats. They start changing how you think about your life. They start pointing you into the direction of, like, what are the other things I need to be looking at to solve? The overeat is a symptom of another problem. Start paying attention to the symptoms. Like, start paying attention to that so we can find the real problems and we can fix them. And if you get stuck in your recovery worksheets, it's like, I'm doing them, but I don't really seem to be, like, getting much traction. Put them in as coaches. They'll help you with them. They'll help you, like, get to the next level on them. I'm struggling to find -2 and +2. I'm a June baby and stuck with the plan this week. You ain't going to be struggling much longer. Is it Betsy and Kathy is next week? I think Hunger Scale Challenge week's coming soon. Let's see. No, it's module 2 is next week, but the week after that is the Hunger Scale Challenge week. So you're supposed to be struggling in the beginning. It's not supposed to be like, you're all going to know it. Let's see. What else did you find? My June baby and stuff. I'm playing this week. Drink my water. Got 7 hours. I only ate about 70% of what I normally eat. I only lost a half pound this week, which is good, but I guess I expected more. Could eating too little cause a stall too? I wouldn't, like, I would just take the half a pound and just be like, you know what? I did really well this week. These are the exact kinds of actions that are going to take me places. I would stop trying to create a problem. Like, do not sit there and be like, I'm struggling to find it. Just say, I'm still working on it. This is a process. I promise you, if you will sit and you will re-look at your question and see all the things you're doing right and be really focused on, oh, I did a lot of right things this week. I should probably just keep doing that shit. And just keep saying, and I'm just going to continue to listen to this negative two, positive two to make sure I'm getting it dialed in. You're going to do just fine, Carolyn. But if you start getting amped up that you're struggling versus figuring it out, and you start saying, well, I thought I would lose more weight because it's so different than what I was doing. It's like, look, before you were probably gaining weight. It's like now you've like reversed the trend. It's like, let's just keep adding fuel to that fire. I'm tired of thinking about food all the time. Not the planning aspect, but like, when do I get to eat again? Or a bunch of urges throughout the day. Amanda, that's part of the process. Like, you're going to need to, like, right now you're supposed to be thinking about food all the time. Because guess what? Most of us weren't thinking about food all the time. We were just eating when we wanted to and gained weight. Now you got to, like, go to the other side. It's like, oh, shit. Like, that's going to come up. Here's what I would do, though. I would tell my brain that every time it wants to be, like, it's going to have urges because if you're not eating from, like, when you just want to, of course it's going to send up urges. That's the way the process works, right? Before, you were, like, here's the thing. You had urges before. You weren't sitting through them. You were eating through them. All of you listen to me. When you're like, so tired of thinking about food all the time. It's like, yeah, because before, every time you thought about food, you just ate. It wasn't exhausting at all. You know what was exhausting? The fucking beatdown on all the weight you gained. You were paying your exhaustion price afterward. Now we're paying ahead of time. We're going to be mentally exhausted, denying our urges so that we can be fucking excited and at peace with our body and our weight. We're going to be mentally exhausted, trying to redirect our brain that when it wants to think about food and be like, nope, we got a plan. Nope, we got a plan. We don't even have to think about it because we got this plan. Guess what? That will be mentally exhausting. Because before you weren't doing that. You were just like, oh, okay, I guess I should eat. Now we're going to be really tired there so that at the end of the week, we can start experiencing what it's like to just follow a plan and redirect our brain until our brain is like, oh yeah, we're going to think about the plan now. We're not going to like send up lots of urges. She quits eating through them. We should probably just quit doing that. It's the only way to get through it. As I drop weight, I'm walking out of my pants. Any tips for clothes shopping? I don't love how the newer sizes are clinging, but I don't want to keep more intense. Is that a thought? Work issue, or I just need to try on 1,000 things? You just need to try on 1,000 things, Joy. Congratulations. Welcome to weight loss problems. You got to go buy new clothes. I would for sure, like, I would ask yourself, your future self who loses all of her weight, what does she want you to do? She probably wants you to be like, go enjoy this moment. Go try on lots of new things and see what fits at this body and what looks amazing. And plan a whole day. And plan, let me just tell you, when I go clothes shopping, I plan for 90% of the stuff to look like horseshit. I plan for 10% to be exactly what I want. And here's what I think. I never think that when clothes don't fit me, it's like, oh, I must be terrible. I'm still fat. I'm this, whatever. You know what I think? My closet's going to be filled with the 10% that earns its way in. It better look amazing. I've worked too hard. Like, that's what you need to be thinking. If I'm still hungry after my lunch, should I add more carbs or have a bigger salad? If you're having a salad, I would just add more salad. I'd add more fat, to be honest. Most of us are not eating enough fat. I'm just telling you. Dealing with binges and store meats for 4 days in a row now, should I keep foods I binge on not in the house or put them on my plan? Afraid I'll just inhale the food once I taste it. I would put them on the plan, Emily, and I would also put them on the plan in the exact quantity that you're afraid that you'll inhale. And that's what I would do. If you're dealing with binges right now, I would make it really conscious. I would put them on the plan, and then I would sit. Here's how I would do it if I was you. I would not eat, like watching TV or not doing anything like that. I would eat on purpose with my food. Stop when you feel ready to stop, not because you're shaming yourself, but like we choose better for ourselves right now. But I would have it all there, and I would eat it very consciously. And I would also do some writing while you do it. Like, if you want to gain authority over it, we really need to start like really listening to ourselves. And if you, and who is this? Emily? I don't know if you have listened to the Urge course. Go to the Buffering and Urge course and listen to that. But one of the things I would make sure that you do is have a piece of paper right there. And before you start eating, write about what's going on for you. Like, what are your thoughts about this food? How are you just feeling in general? What am I afraid of? Like, what am I willing to be afraid of right now? And then as you eat, just pay real close attention. Like, make an agreement with yourself that you will eat with your left hand versus your right hand if you're right-handed. So that you don't just go into autopilot and then have like some triggers. Like, say, I'm going to eat for 5 minutes. I'm going to set my fork down. Like, I just want you to have a very conscious eating experience. And I would do that for a little bit. And then at the end, I want you to write about the experience. So much of all of this, guys, is just really writing about what goes on in your head and then reread it to yourself. Like, really, you just reread it to yourself and say, do I like the things going on in my head or not? If I was going to write it, like, if it's not a real compassionate story, then go back through and just be like, okay, if I was going to tell a compassionate story about what just happened, it would be this one. Just do some of that at first to get started. I think that will help. I ride a Peloton bike and love it. Me too. What would you suggest for adding to give a full program, arms and core? I'm moving from the just proud of them doing something. If you have the Peloton bike and you have the app, I would just do their, if you go to the strength training, they've got 20-minute arms and chest. They've got all those things. I would just use those, honestly. Pretty easy. And I like their stuff. I've done some of their stuff. I am on the struggle bus trying to not go down the path of overwhelming thoughts. I am allowing life to pull me into a dark place. Life can't pull you anywhere. Eating way out of control. Need to get it together. Tired of the whiny me and gain control. Best place to start. I would take this to Ask Coaches. Here's what I would do, Regina. Go to Ask Coaches and say, like, I'm overeating because I keep blaming what? All of those are thoughts. Here's the thing. Your life can't make you eat. Now, you can have a lot of thoughts and feel pretty shitty about your life, and then you can like want to eat thinking it's going to make it better or get out of it or whatever. But look, one, you're eating, your life's not getting better. Two, you're eating, your weight's not getting any better. Nothing good is happening from the eating. So you need to tell yourself, like, I need to deal with my life and quit pretending that somehow food is doing anything for me other than making it way more fucking complicated. Because now I got to think about my weight. Give yourself the gift of eating on plan and understanding that this is the area I take control over. The rest of it, I can work on. But I would just go to Ask Coaches and talk about, like, I would, like, figure out, I'm allowing life to pull me into a dark place. That's a big-ass thought. Like, that needs some unpacking. What is it about your life that's going on? And let them work with you on that. I'll be going on a cruise soon with the family. They are a huge trigger for me. Plus, add the environment of unlimited food and alcohol being available. I'm starting to get very nervous about staying on plan while I'm on vacation and want to stay on plan. Can you give me some tips on things I can do now? We have a bajillion videos on this. The best video is the one in the No BS. I think it's week 2 and it's the last module. It's all on vacations and travel and holidays. But I will tell you, if you will go also, like, I would do that. I'd also use the thing that I talked about earlier with the exception thing. It's the exact same thing. You're going to need to do some visualization. Right now you're visualizing a nightmare, unlimited food and alcohol, and how you go face down in it. Like, I want you to just hear what you just said. You need to change what your visualization is. But when I go on vacation, guess what I do? I make a 24-hour plan every single day. Like, I'm going to Vegas next week. I have no fucking clue where we'll be eating each day. I don't know anything. But you know what? I have an agreement with myself There's unlimited alcohol there too. But here's how many drinks I get. And this is when I start drinking. Like, a lot of times my plan will say, like, I drink from 1 to 7. Or I drink from, like, 1 to 10. Like, if we're going out that night. And I will tell myself, and these are the kinds of drinks I'll have. Like, I'm just very specific about all of it. And then when it comes to the food, most of the time my plan is, like, I won't be eating, like, appetizers and stuff. And I'm not having desserts on this trip. Or I am having desserts on this trip. Or whatever it is that you want to be able to do. But cruises are the easiest ones to lose weight on. Cruises are the easiest ones to actually plan, because there is going to be unlimited food. So there's probably going to be a lot of, like, really good healthy items and stuff. It's going to be you to choose them. So it's not like the planning and all that's the hard part. The hard part is you deciding this isn't a problem, that this is an opportunity to still plan, to practice, to do some exceptions, and to enjoy a vacation without it being about, like, because here's the thing that you guys do. It's either the vacation's all about the food and I just say fuck it and eat, or the vacation's all about the food and I struggle bus and get tempted and all I think about is food and white knuckle my way through it. Vacations are not about the food. You're going on a fucking Alaskan cruise. It is not about booze and alcohol. Like, if you were to add the total time that you will be actually eating and drinking, it is so small compared to the hours in the day. But you're making it the whole trip. You're not even thinking about the other things. You need to be planning on that, visualizing that, looking forward to all of that stuff, rather than ginning up this anxiety and stress. So I would watch that. The other thing you can do, we have a program called, in the bonus courses, called Handling the Holidays. Listen to that video and listen for the tips and stuff that I have in there. I think that will be helpful too. I'm a June baby. I've gone through module one and plan to work on one module per week. That's exactly what you should be doing. So good job. Should I be working on the urges lesson at the same time as the no BS lessons? Only if you want to. The urges stuff will be there when we're done. But basically the urge lessons are just one little video a week. So it's like last week was like, there's a workshop video that's about an hour long. Then there is a Q&A just on urges. Like, if you guys are really struggling with urges, hell, I'd listen to it. If you got the time, I got the dime. So I would just make sure that, like, if that's a core piece for you, go ahead and listen to it. You don't have to do the worksheets and stuff. You could just listen to the content and be like, oh, I can apply that now. Oh, I can apply that now. But, you know, a lot of our stuff, guys, like, go through the no BS, but all this other stuff, just layer things in as you have time or don't have time. It's all going to be there for you. So it's not like, you know, well, if I miss out, somehow I'm hosed until they do buffering again. It's like, no, we record all the content. We put it in the course. And then anytime you want to do it, it's right there. You just go through it as if you went through it live. How do you gauge your hunger scale if you don't get hungry? I don't get a negative two. Really, I could go all day and not ever feel hungry. Then I would go all day. If you're not feeling hungry, your body's telling you, hey, I'm dining in on your own fat right now. Like, all those calories you stored up eating at Wendy's and bullshit like that, I'm tapping right now. So don't jack with it. I promise you guys, most of you have, like, trained. Like, my mom is like this. She go all day without eating, and then she just gorges at night. Her body's on that pattern. What I would do is I would just go all day, and then it would be like, nope, but I eat, like, a really healthy meal. Eventually, your body's like, oh, we're no longer eating like a 2,500 calorie meal jack loaded with, like, you know, Whoppers. That's my mom's favorite. She loves, oh my God, my mammy loves the Burger King. So it's like, you know, when you quit training your body that and you start, like, just eating a healthy meal, guess what it'll do? It'll dine in on your own stores. And eventually it'll be like, we should send up hunger signals. Now that we're not getting all these other foods and stuff that's jacking those hunger signals from coming up, we should do that. That's how you start normalizing. So if you're, like, not getting a lot of hunger signals, some of the things that you can do is, like, making sure that whatever meal that you eat at the end of the day is pretty healthy. It doesn't have a lot of bullshit in it. And then start there and just see if that regulates a lot of your hormones. I've got hormonal issues. What is this, hormone day and I'm on my period? Welcome. Any tips on losing weight with the hormonal issues? It depends on what the hormonal issues are. Honestly, we have a lot of people in here who have, like, thyroid and PCOS and everything, who lose weight just fine. As long as you're doing the four basics, probably will see you'll lose weight anyway. But say you're doing the four basics and you're not overeating and you're already eating pretty healthy and you're still not losing weight, then what I would do is I would go over to the special diets subgroup and I would post in there. Because for some of those girls who are having hormonal issues, they start doing no sugar, no flour, and then they see a big difference happening because their hormones need special attention. The four basics works for like 95% of us, but there's a small group of us that like need a different type of plan, but you choose it because like you want better for yourself, not because you're like broken, none of that bullshit. You either want to lose your weight and you want to do what's best for you or you don't. So that's what I would talk about. I'm in a place that I've never been before. Maintenance. Congratulations. I'm continuing to do all the things and practice positive thoughts and getting better every day. I do find myself asking, am I really in maintenance? How do you know? It's just a number, right? It's just a number. It's like, this is the weight I picked. I weigh that now. I am now in maintenance. And everything I did to get here is pretty much coming along for the ride. That's it. We do have, it's funny you mentioned this because we did a maintenance podcast and it comes out next week. So make sure you listen to that because Kathy and I talk about maintenance mindset and maintenance. So that's coming out next week. I'm searching for all kinds of insights on how to connect in meaningful ways with my daughters. Any writing models that you recommend? 18 and 20. Yeah, you know, if you will go... Is it the Mastering Relationships course, Kathy? If you go to PNP Tribe, I don't know if I have it up. Hang on. Oh, I didn't update this. If you go to PNPTribe.com, go to the bonus courses and go to the Mastering Relationships course. Take that. That will really help. I explain what a relationship is, like what the definition is and everything, how relationships work, the relationship's recipe, unconditional love, boundaries, like I just, all the things. So I would go over there and I'd go through that course and think about your daughters and stuff. Will there be any PNP wearable swag? Yes, we are so close. So close. It's probably going to be July. Like Sadie is like right here on getting it done. We had to find a, like an online distributor that could do drop shipping and all the things and with good quality and all that stuff. So it just taken us a hot second to get it done. But we wanted to make sure that Corinne wasn't responsible for mailing them. Because Corinne stinks at going postal. Well, actually, I can go postal on anyone. But actually going to the postal, not so much. June baby, this is a 30-year plus problem. I have a really hard time disciplining myself to go to bed at the time I promised myself I would. I already have 3 timers on my phones and 30 minutes of sessions. I just continue to sit either in front of the TV or the computer, and there's a mental argument between the good me, there's no good and bad you, and the rebellious me. Keep staying up, your DVR is getting full. I would just say, you know what else is getting full? My ass of myself. Do I want to be the kind of person who does what she says she does, or I don't want to be the kind of person who sits around thinking there's a good and bad person of them, good and bad version of themselves? I often hear your voice in my head for my eating issues, but I need your voice about this one. Yeah, I would just tell myself, I'm tired of bullshitting myself. I'm either going to bed or I'm not. Like, if you're not going to go to bed at 10, if your thing is like 11 o'clock, quit trying to go to bed at 9:30. Just be like, I go to bed at 11 o'clock. I'm going to quit bullshitting myself. Quit practicing not doing what you say you were going to do. Either give up on the goal and just be like, I kept trying, it's not happening, boom, and I'm done. Or if you've been staying up to 11 every night, start going to bed at 10:55 and back your way down. Just do it a little bit at a time. And then just get up. Can I come out of the virtual doghouse? I'm trying to find a way to balance the idea of adding joy food on a week I am up a pound. It's Father's Day, and I put a small piece of cheesecake on that day, but worry when I'm up a pound this week if I should do that. You should absolutely be doing it, Ginger. The exact reason why you should put the cheesecake on there is because you're trying to punish yourself for gaining a pound. you're doing it wrong. Now, if you were to say, like, you know what, I'm not having the joy this week. I've just decided to double down this week because I deserve weight loss. That's one thing. But sitting there thinking, I really want the cheesecake, but I've gained a pound and, you know, I don't know. And like all that, that's coming from food scarcity mentality. We are not teaching you how to be afraid of food, and we are not teaching you how to do anything. Here's what I would do. I would plan the damn cheesecake. I'd eat it to a plus two. And I would go back to this week, and rather than worrying about a piece of cheesecake on Father's Day, I'd go back this week and be examining the actions that led to being up a pound and figuring out what needs to change next week. One piece of cheesecake on Father's Day is not your problem, especially if it's planned. You know what your problem is? You're beating yourself up over food and getting scared of food and letting food be in control rather than Ginger being in control. Ginger needs to look back at what led to being up a pound and to decide, like a grown-ass woman, what's going to lead to losing a pound next week. If not planning for the cheesecake is one of them and you decide not to do it because like you want that 1 pound more than you want cheesecake, great. If you want to be the kind of person who loses weight next week because you cleaned up your bullshit that you did this past week and maybe you had no bullshit. Maybe this is just not your week. Maybe this is just one of many where you'll have a gain no matter what you did, right? So it's like, let's get into assessing and let's not get into obsessing. Oh, man, I just feel like a preacher when I start rhyming. I had an off-plan eat last night. I think it was because I had a couple of beers with ladies. Probably. Could the cause be as simple as the beers? I am super committed. Yeah. Guess what happens when you drink? Your reasoning brain goes bye-bye. This is why most people overeat when they are drinking. It would just be like, oh, I noticed this is fascinating that when I drink, I am more likely to overeat. I either need to have a better plan or I need to get more conscious or I need to drink one less beer or whatever it is. But that's what I would be doing. But yeah, I would just be like, you were probably drinking with the ladies. Everybody started eating. You're like, this is fun. That's probably all that happened. My husband is a grazer. At night, he munches for hours. I resist 90% of the time, but it's super tough. I do not want you resisting, Crystal. All of you, please repeat after me. We do not resist. Resistance is like pushing and fighting and struggling. I am not teaching you guys how to struggle bus food, how to resist food, how to obsess with food. Like, you guys have to quit making weight loss hard. Your job is to be like, how the hell am I going to lose weight this week and it's going to be fun and there's not going to be any unnecessary bullshit on my part? How can I make it as easy as possible on myself this week? Oh, probably by not like thinking all of this is such a big ass deal. So, he's a grazer and he's munching. Sometimes it even makes me angry. Yeah, you're sitting around resisting. That's why you're angry. Anger creates resistance in the action line. Why are you mad that he's munching? Because you're sitting around thinking bullshit like, I can't have that. He shouldn't do that. No, here's the deal. You didn't plan that. I chose my goals. I'm going to let him eat. You know why? Because he's not trying to lose weight like I am. Like, take emotional responsibility here. Like, you need to own your shit. He's not doing anything to you. He's not making this harder on you. You are making it harder on you, thinking that if he wasn't eating, it would be easier. If he wasn't eating, you wouldn't see food. That's all that's happening. Now you're seeing food. You need to decide that I'm going to, like, when I see food at night, you know what I'm going to be thinking about? Obsessively about how thin I'm getting. I'm going to be, like, obsessed with the idea that I'm going to have my goal. Like, your future self, does she give a fuck he eats all night long? Like, I want all of you to think about this for those of you who go through this drama. Think about the version of you. Like, think about me. If Chris is laying next to me eating, do you think I sit around and I'm just like, son of a bitch? Like, he's married to the queen. Doesn't he know he shouldn't eat around me at night? Like, do you think I sit around and do that? Or do you think I just be like, that's not on my plan. That looks good, but I'm not having it. And then I start thinking about other stuff. I make myself think about other things. I don't allow myself to go down the shitter thinking it would be so much easier if he would quit eating. No, that serves me none. I do not want to be sitting around looking at my husband and angry because of what he chooses to put in his mouth. You know what I want to do? I'd like to look at my husband and just love him. I like to love my wife. I like to, for our marriage to not be defined on the munchies. That's how I roll. And that's where I want you to roll. I want you to do your work on me like, oh, shit. Like, I'm kind of being like a baby here about this. I'm sitting around thinking that his eating somehow sabotages me. Somehow makes my process harder. It's like, no, my thinking about this is what's doing it. And I know you're a June baby and you're probably sitting there like, what is all this thought work? Module 3 or module 4. You will learn more about it. But the main thing is for you to take ownership of yourself. Just like, if it feels hard, it's because I'm making it hard. It's not because of him. He's hungry. Or he just likes to eat in the evenings. I'm trying to lose weight. I probably like to eat in the evenings too. So I understand why he does it. But he doesn't have my goal. My goal is for me to take care of, not for him to take care of. My job is to love him and love myself enough to work for my goals. I got my diagnosis of lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. Oh my God, my mom has lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. That's so weird. I'm finding it difficult to get a realistic model. My mind is arguing with my thoughts of this being a struggle and will slow my health efforts. Yeah, that is just thoughts. Here's the first thought I would have. I have a diagnosis. Now what? What am I willing to do for myself because of this? What are the things I'm willing to not think about it? And put your energy and effort there. Like, starting to think like this is going to be a struggle, it's just not helpful. It's like, it's lupus. Now what do I want to do with my life? It's rheumatoid arthritis. Now what do I want to do with my life? Because if you're going to have like pain, just have physical pain. You do not need to layer emotional pain on top of it. But that's what most of us do. And like, you can sometimes like feel like, if you want to feel sad and stuff, just say it's because I choose to feel sad in this moment. But then there are other times, what I also do is I choose to not let it get me down. I choose to let the things I want for my life be way more important than this. I drink bottled kombucha. Should this be planned? I plan mine. I plan for one almost every single day because I love it. The label says 10 grams of sugar. Is that excessive? Is it still good for me to drink? I hadn't read the label before and was surprised. Just depends on which kombucha you're drinking. Some of them have more and less sugar. Some of that is, first of all, I would just like to say thank you, baby sweet Jesus, for Emily Young coming back into the tribe. Because she's probably, I think she might be on this. Isn't, if I'm not mistaken, with kombucha, and any of my organic people who are like, who know more than I do, isn't part of the sugars not like added sugar? That's what I would look for first in the label, to see if you have added sugar in there. But kombucha itself, because of the fermentation process, has natural sugars, I think, that elevates, which is a little different than if it was just like, you know, sugar put into it. But I would look at the kind you have. Like, my favorite right now, oh my God, the jam. Is there's this, I think it's a strawberry coconut one by, I had one just like when I was at my retreat, and I was like, I was telling my friend Jane, I was like, I've got to find this in the store. In fact, I'm going to the store tonight just to look to see if they have it. And then the watermelon one right now is divine. But I would look at that. I think that is the case, but I'm not sure. But I just plant it every day and I have it and I love it and I put it in a wine glass and all that kind of stuff. I'm on my last 6 to 10 pounds, but I found myself taking my foot off the gas. I'm feeling good and looking okay. Clothes in my closet look good. I do want to reach my goal weight, but I'm struggling with the final push. You need to generate that commitment again. It's really easy to just start enjoying things. And it's not that you can't enjoy them. It's like, think about this. How can I enjoy it and stay super committed to get to my goal? How can I, like, because sometimes what happens is like, be really proud of where you've gotten, but also be like, and I'm a finisher. And start visualizing more about the next 6 to 10 pounds. Because what happens is a lot of times we forget to keep continued focus on the things we need to be doing because we get really caught up in the present and it feels so much better than what we used to do and all this other stuff. So it's easy to talk ourselves out of from a good place staying committed to ourselves. This is when the rubber meets the road on commitment. It's like, can you stay committed to the very end, even when it all feels so good? And then telling yourself, getting the last 6 to 10 pounds off is going to feel amazing. And I want to do it in a way that feels amazing. Because a lot of times what happens is if you are convinced it's going to be harder, you've got to like clean that up first. It doesn't have to be harder. It's just something your brain's thinking. If your brain starts thinking, it's going to feel even more amazing. And it's not going to be harder. It's going to be easier. What's the easiest way I can do this? You kind of start coming into alignment to keep going. Will there ever be a PNP app? We don't need one. I don't know. Like, here's the thing. Our site's mobile friendly. So that, like, a lot of places don't do apps anymore, because when your site is like a mobile friendly site, it doesn't need an app. Because we don't have anything on there that does anything that's appish. It's like all of our stuff is just watching videos, listening to the podcasts, you know, like the worksheets and things like that. So got some bad news about work. Didn't eat my feelings that day. Good. But then the next day I ate like an asshole. Why? Probably because you resisted not eating that day. That could be one reason why. Or just the next day you just decided to eat like an asshole. You need to ask yourself, why did I decide to eat like an asshole? It could be for all these reasons. I would just ask yourself that. I mean, that's going to be the answer. Like, I don't know why. You know why. You don't need me to tell you why. What you need to do is you need to ask yourself, I decided to eat all, like, I would list out everything you ate, like all of it. I mean, every single thing in as much detail as you can. And just be like, why don't you just eat this stuff? What was going on? And just be like really curious with yourself. Just say like, I just want to know. Just like review, like interviewing someone. Just tell me every possible reason why you think you ate this stuff. Do not judge yourself over it. Just be like, I'm just really curious, because what I want to know is, what are the things that I tell myself to get myself to eat so the next time I don't have to like deal with that again? Or the next time I'll know better. This is not like you're going to have like bad news every day, but there are going to be times where you're like, whatever, like let's say you got some bad news and it triggered you to feel angry. There'll be other times in your life where you'll be angry. That will come up. I never have to sign back in. You don't have to now. Like, you need to email support, because the website, like, I never have to sign in either when I just go in through my phone. All right, let's see. You just need to make sure that you, like, interview yourself really good there, Christina. And just be super aware of what was going on so that you can understand it. And there was one more. When I get depressed due to whatever situation in my life, that depression can last for days. Those days include constantly numbing and avoiding feelings with food. I need to TDL more during these times, but it's so difficult to pick up the pen and paper. Help. I can't help you. Like, seriously, you want me to help you pick up pen and paper? These are the times when you just have to be like, it's going to be really difficult to pick up the pen and paper, but it's time to do it. You need to give yourself a compelling reason for doing it. That's what I would do. Like, why is it important to do it right now? Like, here, like, this is the thing. Your biggest problem, Alexis, is that you're not going to want to pick up pen and paper, because when I get depressed due to a situation in life, that's the problem. You don't get depressed due to situations. It's like things happen and I start thinking things and I trigger my own depression. So if I really want to stop triggering my own depression, I really should probably figure out what things I'm thinking, because I'm at total fault here. The problem is that when you think it's external things causing it, you're not going to want to write about it. You're going to want the external things to start changing. You won't need to do anything different. It's like, I just need the rest of the world to cooperate so I can quit being depressed. It's like, no, you need to get your ass in gear on figuring out why you keep triggering your own depression. What is it that you keep making this world mean to you that fucking sucks? Like, that's what you got to figure out. And then asking yourself, why do I choose? Like, this is the thing. I would never say I numb out with food. You're not numb at all. Right now, you're very aware, painfully aware that that ain't working. Even in the moment, never tell yourself, oh, I got numb. It's like, no, you had a lot of food in your mouth. You just weren't thinking about it in the moment. And then it came back like a vengeance. Like, really tell yourself, guys. Quit lying to yourselves. Tell the truth. Tell what's really going on. Because until you start really constructing the truth around all of this, you will spin out and not being able to gain authority over your food. You will continue to use food for comfort because you keep telling yourself somehow it makes things better. You will continue to numb with food because you keep telling yourself somehow it numbs. It's like, no, self, it doesn't numb anything. You know what happens? I'm sitting there eating, and then I'm left with all my shit right afterward, along with 5 more pounds this month to lose. Like, tell that story, because then the food won't seem so compelling in the moment. But if you're like, it numbs me, then yeah, that sounds way better than like, brace, I'm depressed and now I'm not eating. Like, do you see the difference? We have to like flip some scripts here. I'm going to Memphis for vacation in 2 weeks. How do I 24-hour plan when I don't know where everyone else is going to want to eat? You know you're 2 to 2. You know how to do good, better, best. You know if you're going to drink or not. You know if you're going to eat appetizers or not. You know if you're going to sample off other people's plates. You know all those things. That is how you do it. I never know what restaurants I'm going to eat in, guys. Like, I just went to California. I didn't even look up what the fuck was going to be offered at the hotel before I went. Had no clue. Here's what I know. I know how to eat when I'm hungry and stop when I'm satisfied. I know how to look at a menu and not be an asshole. I know that a salad is better than fried chicken. I know that I like to try to include as many proteins and vegetables and stuff when I travel. So I just go to look for that. When I do that, then menus become a lot easier to navigate. Because then my brain is looking for what works for me. Right? I'm like, I have no clue. I'm going to have to just walk in and hope to God and the baby Jesus that something happens. I can stay on plan. It's like, no. Like, you can get as specific as you want if you want to. That's how I would plan. But you're doing good. 4 pounds. Way to go. I've been sick since I joined. Pneumonia. What do you all do when you're super sick? I listen to the stuff unless you're like so dead ass tired. Like, if you got pneumonia, drink a lot of water and eat according to what your body says it's ready for. That will never be a bad habit. But if you eat because you're having a pity party, that's one thing. But if you eat because you need to nourish your body, that's another thing. So have the mindset of like, I'm nourishing my body. What's the best thing I can do right now? I'd also post this in the main group and let people come up and give you ideas on what to do. All right. Is that everything? I think that's everything. All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. I am going to finish my recording, and then I've got some stuff to do. I've heard the baby tiger is awake. Finally, he's, you know, 16 and getting up late these days. And go find out what's going on with my family. And just enjoy your weekend, everyone. Good Q&A. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye, y'all.